Hello, this is Chris Nelson from evolveconsciousness.org. I will be reading the article Solipsism. This was written on the 30th of November 2013, so over a year ago, just like the Truth article. The content is The Concept of the Biggest Lie, Solipsism, the Anti-Truth, Three Central Aspects of Solipsism, Alternate terms for solipsism related to the spiritual journey, the ideologies solipsism leads to, and the way out of the cul-de-sac. So the concept of the biggest lie. Let's see what two infamous people from history have to say about the effectiveness of lies and deception. Adolf Hitler said, "Make the lie big, make it simple, keep saying it, and eventually they will believe it." Joseph Goebbels, Hitler's minister of propaganda, said, "The bigger the lie, the more it will be believed." They both say the most effective lie is the biggest in the sense that it is the most all-encompassing and ever-pervasive. Imagine creating a lie that deals with general concepts people value, accept, take in, and base their lives upon. Imagine how powerful and immense that would be. Imagine people accepting that lie. So the point here is that the more all-encompassing and far-reaching your false concept has to do with people's lives and how it touches every single aspect of their life, the more likely they'll be able to accept it because it's so big and it touches so many things of their life. If you only had a small lie, which was in contradiction to other pieces of their life, well, then they'd be able to spot it. But if you can convince people of a big lie, and you infect the false concept infects every aspect of their life, well, then they don't have the correspondence to compare and see the falsity, because every aspect of their life now has been infected with this concept. And that's what we're going to talk about, solipsism as an anti-truth, because it's one of the biggest lies out there, which is against truth. So if you can convince people there's no truth, that touches every part of their life. They base their lives upon what people value. If you can alter what people value and how they base their lives upon, that's one of the biggest lies there is. So the next section, solipsism, the anti-truth. So solipsism is from the Latin solus, it just means alone, and ipse means self. So, alone with the self. I would just like to say that the only way solipsism is valid is where you're alone of the self, is in your own, the multiverse of the parallel processing within your mind, which processes in parallel to reality of the universe. So yeah, you are alone in your subjective universe, absolutely. But when you apply this to the subjective universe, no, solipsism isn't valid. It's only valid in terms of your inner world that you only have access to, that you can create multiverses and parallel universes and process in parallel to reality and create a bunch of imaginations. You're the only one in control of that, and you create that all on your own. Solipsism is the most dangerous ideology that exists and is the biggest lie ever told. This mind virus is so prevalent and insidious that it has infected the consciousness of many people. Solipsism is the primary deception manipulators use. They want people to unknowingly accept the tenets of solipsism, even if it is in the back of their minds at a non-conscious level. In its extreme form, one becomes unwilling to accept anything else, no matter how much contradictory evidence is brought to one's attention. Some people are adherents to solipsistic forms of thinking without realizing it. In general, and at its core derivation, solipsism is the notion that one's own mind is all that really exists. One's mind and perceptions are equated with truth and reality. The most common worldview that develops from solipsistic-based consciousness can be summarized as "there is no truth" or "there is no such thing as truth." This is a manufactured ideology brilliantly placed in the information flow to dissuade people from ever really awakening and embarking on the spiritual journey towards truth. Even if we begin the spiritual journey on the path of truth at some point, when we have come to accept solipsism, we have halted that journey. The spiritual journey is about seeking truth. Solipsism is accepting as truth what you perceive, believe, think, or feel to be true, regardless of whether it is actually true or not. Someone in this modality of consciousness can progress into various ways of being. The truth isn't something to be discovered, but something to be made up, based on my own personal preferences, what I'm comfortable with, whether I like it or not, how I feel about it, or what information I have at a given moment. Nothing exists independently of the individual who is observing. There is no external reality. There is no truth. Whatever I decide is the truth is essentially what I'm going to live my life according to. There is no objective truth out there. Only the subjective truth in me. What I believe is what is true. You become an arbiter of truth. So they dictate truth from the fantasy of whatever they want to believe to be true. They tell the universe, screw you, I'm God, I decide what the truth is, reality doesn't exist, things don't really occur outside of my belief in them, I create reality. To be convinced that there is no truth, that it is all relative and based on one's own perception, no matter how contrary and oppositional that may be from what is from reality, truth, natural law, principles, is a modality of consciousness and conditioning where you are open to have your sense of reality manipulated. The three central aspects of solipsism. 1. The most extreme delusion is that nothing really exists. There are no actual experiences. It's all just one's perception. In my mind, if my mind ceases to exist, then the universe ceases to exist. The only thing that exists in the moment between when I am born and when I die. The only thing that exists is the moment between when I am born and when I die. Nothing really matters. So you can see how this is all subjective living, where you take your own inner reality as the outer reality, and it's all about you. It's all a complete ego trap, self-centered, false self. 2, if the first tenet is demonstrated to be false, there is still a second delusion to fall back upon. Even if we can prove that something actually exists, we can't know anything about it. We can't understand anything about it in fullness. There is no knowledge. Truth does not exist. But first, reality doesn't exist, now we're going to truth doesn't exist. So in the third tenet, if the other two tenets are recognized as false, and you could know truth about something that exists, you still could never express it. Knowledge and truth can't be communicated because it's too complex. The limitations of language can be used as an excuse for believing that truth can't be expressed, thereby allowing us to accept not caring or searching for truth, since we can't do anything with that truth anyways, even if we do find it, as we will only be able to understand it, not express it. Either way, it kills or stifles right action. This third tenet. So to summarize, nothing exists. If something exists, you can't know anything about it. If something exists and you know something about it, you can't express that understanding to someone else. Manipulators and deceivers need people to buy into this lie to prevent them from beginning the awakening process. Accepting any of the three aspects of solipsism will dissuade you from setting foot on the path towards truth that is found on this great journey quest. Great journey or quest. Believing there is truth to find is the only leap of faith required for the initial awakening process to begin. If you believe there is no truth, or you are not capable of understanding truth, then you are not going to look into things for yourself to find any answer. If you don't believe you can express or communicate what you understand, you will never begin to speak truth. The dark occultists continue to speak their lies and deceptions into existence, and more people buy into them. Meanwhile, the truth is not being spoken into existence by enough people. Now it becomes clearer how and why we are in our current condition. Liars spread lies and convince people that the lies are true, and then the people spread the lies honestly as if they were truth. And the people who do know the truth, well, there's not enough of us speaking it. So that's why we are where we are. It's all about truth versus falsity, right versus wrong, and good versus evil. Everything is about morality. That is true spirituality. Accepting that there is no truth outside of yourself leads to anti-intellectual attitudes whereby any demonstration of knowledge, reality, and truth is deflected, dismissed, and disregarded in favor of one's own ignorance, what they prefer, want, and wish to believe in opposition and contradiction to the objective truth. Here's a quote from Isaac Asimov. There is a cult of ignorance in the United States, and there always has been. The strain of anti-intellectualism has been a constant thread winding its way through our political and cultural life, nurtured by the false notion that democracy means that my ignorance is just as good as your knowledge. And that's the problem we have today. People are like, oh, that's just your perspective, that's just your opinion, that's just your viewpoint, that's just your belief. They dismiss truth and objective reality because they don't want to hear it. They don't care for truth and they don't want reality. They just want to live in their subjective, solipsistic bubble of how they're an arbiter of truth and they get to decide whatever truth is, and then the other person gets to decide whatever truth is for them, and there's no objective truth. Everyone's living in contradiction. Ta-da! Welcome to the world we live in. A bunch of insane idiots thinking they know what's going on but don't, and they don't want to learn. They don't want to care for truth. They don't want to seek truth, but they think they understand. It's a huge joke. Alternate terms for solipsism relating to the spiritual journey. Dark occultists have other terms for those who subscribe to solipsistic modalities of consciousness, such as there is no truth. Those who have not begun the spiritual journey and the path towards truth are also called the unbegun or uninitiated because they have not taken the initiative to begin the quest and journey for greater understanding, which can only be provided with truth and not lies. There is also another term which is a reference to the Freemasonic tradition regarding Hiram Abiff, the dead. They are dead in their coffins because they have not risen. They have not awakened from the death and darkness of ignorance towards the light of truth, and have not taken upon themselves the initiative to begin the spiritual journey of understanding themselves and their reality. Dark occultists want people in this state of mind. They have succeeded. Truth is spoken of in many ancient traditions in regards to spirituality, but it seems that so few recognize the value of truth despite claiming to be on a spiritual path. Now we can understand that they are no longer on the spiritual path, but in a cul-de-sac trap that only they can get themselves out of. So anyone who's a solipsist, anyone who's a moral relativist, does not care for truth and morality, no matter how much they profess to. They are actually stuck in a cul-de-sac trap of their own making, of their own desires, of their own lack of care, of their own desire for apathy. So the ideology solipsism leads to. The belief that there is no objective truth is also the acceptance of there being no determinant capacity for objectively distinguishing right from wrong, good from bad. This inextricably leads to an ideology known as moral relativism. What is good for me is good, and what is bad for me is bad. It does not matter how it affects someone else. The result is people taking immoral action that violate the natural law rights of others, especially when there is a paycheck involved, and certainly when they think they can transfer the responsibility to someone else. From moral relativism, we can get to social Darwinism. If there is no right or wrong, then people can just make up truth from falsehood and get others to believe in nonsense. The dark occultists are the inventors of fantasy, and they have gotten us to accept fantasy as reality. They conclude they have the right to do whatever they want to us, enslave us, kill us, because essentially we have not used our will, care, and intelligence to determine fantasy from reality. We are easy prey for whatever system of control and manipulation they wish for us to accept. Totalitarianism and tyranny are a few steps away, with the justification for ever more restrictive forms of social control. Solipsism is sold to all people where a tyranny wishes to oppress and kill. Solipsism is the foundational mind control upon which all tyrannies are based. A tyrant has to get someone to accept a false understanding of truth. You can't know the truth because it's so complex. You don't have the ability to understand what is taking place around and within you. You don't even bother seeking or searching for truth. Accepting there is no objective truth is often related with God in some way based in a misconceived absolutist dualistic framework. This can lead one to atheism, or atheism lead to solipsism. If there is no God, then there is no absolute truth or morality. If there is no absolute truth or morality, then there is no God. So it's a circular reasoning, but they use it anyways. So if there is no such thing as right or wrong, then nothing that anyone does to anyone else really matters. Now we see how this can lead to nihilism. If nothing anyone does matters, then there is no point to anything. Solipsism can lead to a psychological state of learned helplessness and victimization of not being able to change your circumstances or condition because you lack an understanding of how to do so or don't even think it is possible. That is to say, inaction or non-action. We just sit there and take it and come up with whatever justifications and excuses that allow us to remain unchanging and set in our current ways. This is the death of imagination and hopelessness, the death of truth, and the death of correct, right action to change our conditions. People can end up believing nothing matters, all is an illusion, so just watch it all go by. Don't do anything to change the condition. There is no good or evil. Just let it all happen and live your life. Seek happiness, pleasure, enjoyment, amusement, satisfaction, etc. It's too difficult to know anything with degrees of certainty, so don't even bother to do the work. They choose to believe it can't even be known anyways. They choose to believe it can't even be known anyways. That way they can feel more comfortable in their ignorance, apathy, and laziness, and cowardice. If you cannot face yourself, your shadow, darkness, demon, and negatives that has you manifesting wrongdoings and evil behavior, or face those of society, then you are not doing the great work, the real inner work, to figure out the root causal, core foundational factors that have created the reality of the world we currently live in. Getting to the causal source, emanation, essence of our current condition is the only way to produce the real wisdom of right action instead of the foolishness of wrong action we are currently creating. The central underlying source of all our enslavement is the predator mind virus of death dealing, which stems from the disconnection, separation, devaluation, and non-identification of others. We first committed violation of rights against other innocent, sentient, animate beings, non-human animals, that progressively degenerated and progressed into more disconnection towards greater degrees of similar human beings. Slavery against other human animals first started with accepting the master-slave relationship, the poisonous, diseased ideology against other non-human animals. The only way to true freedom and peace that will last is to eradicate the predator mind virus at its source, to no longer engage in it at all in all our behaviors. We cannot create true freedom and peace so long as our other hand is participating in creating evil. We need to fully integrate with the truth and live connected lives. Believing whatever you want because you don't want to face this truth is solipsism. Enjoy your ignorance, denial and rejection of truth, love, good, right, morality, natural law, etc., if that is what you choose. The final section, the way out of the cul-de-sac. Someone may not currently know there is truth, but in order to begin to search, seek, and find, they need to believe it is there to begin with. The belief that there is, that truth is there for you to find on the path, is the only required leap of faith to be taken on the spiritual journey. Denying there is objective truth prevents one from caring about truth and prevents one from being on the path towards truth. The spiritual journey, refusal, sorry, I'm going to reread that because there was a hyphen, I didn't pronounce it properly. Denying there is objective truth prevents one from caring about truth and prevents one from being on the path towards truth, the spiritual journey. Refusal to accept the existence of objective truth will make it difficult for one to achieve higher states of consciousness. Attachment to this belief prevents one from seeking the truth and growing closer to the truth through the acquisition of knowledge and experience. By aligning ourselves with truth, we become more knowledgeable and truthful and become more like those spiritual goals we seek to attain. The quality of our experience is relative to the degrees of alignment and harmony our perceptions have with truth, what is reality, in order to not engage in fantasy and not ignore what is really happening around us and within us. Those in power know there is objective truth, and they have been and are succeeding at keeping important principles of truth from people. They keep people's minds in a rat maze, a hamster wheel, of looking at anything else except themselves, their consciousness, and the negative aspects of the psyche to understand why and how we are creating this current condition of suffering for ourselves. The only way for someone to escape this cul-de-sac delusion they bought into is to care to understand what is going on in their own consciousness and use their will to come out of that poisoned modality of being. And that will be the end of this reading. The next article relates to knowing what's going on in your own consciousness so that you can heal yourself. So the next article is Consciousness and the Brain, which I will be reading next, I guess, and uploading after this one. So thank you for your time and attention and listening to Solipsism. This is Chris Nelson for evolveconsciousness.org. Thanks again. Take care. Have a nice day. Peace.